Thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Naya. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Naya. This is Denise Nash. I'm calling because I've got some charges from you on my card, and I need you to credit my account, please, because I did not receive any products, nor did I authorize. Can you look up my account?
Can you provide me with your zip code?
32958.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Denise Nash.
And can you verify your address, please?
122 Nebraska Circle, Sebastian, Florida.
So I do see on the 29th of December, the Lavish Grace skincare cream and skincare serum was purchased for the shipping and handling price of $4.95 and $5.95. Do you recall purchasing that product and receiving it?
I got what the ad said was Macy's was going out of business and I was getting samples.
So those weren't actually sample products. Those were the actual product. So you were placed on a 14-day trial.
No. And where was that? Where was the email? Where was that communicated to me? That was never communicated in any format.
Yes, ma'am. So on the website.
My money back. That was false advertising.
The charges are valid, so I do advise you to call your bank, let them know what's going on, and have them to give us a call, or you add them to the line to process the refund.
Oh, I'll add them to the line to process the refund. Hold on just, but don't charge anymore because I never authorized that. That's a scam. It said Macy's was going out of business. Get free samples, $4.95, right from the phone. I didn't give you an address. I had to put my address in to charge it, but I didn't give you my email or nothing. So
yes.
There's another one, too. Are you the other company, too? Because the music is the same. I can't. The other 855, are you the other company that's doing this? You got anyway, I'm sorry. Hold on. You want me to add my bank so you can, right?
Correct.
I'm going to offline the credit. Okay. Give me just a second. I'm sorry. It's very frustrating with this.
All right.
Hold on. Let me add the bank. Let's see the number there. Hold on. You're 86. Okay. 855. And the other one. Can you do the other one too? The 4579624. That's you guys too, isn't it?
If it's for both of the products, it is. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm merging the calls, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi, can I have your name, please?
It's Denise Nash, and I'm merging the call from a charge that I had so they can authorize the refund on a fraudulent charge I had on my account, and they're going to do recurring. From Divine Erase. It's Denise Nash. They're on the line too. LaToya, what's your name?
Naya.
Naya, sorry, honey. I'm sorry.
So, your bank's on the line. We did just process the refund. The bank should receive that and be able to process that into your account. But it would usually take 3 to 5 business days or however long they would process that for you.
There's two of them. There's the $94.90 and there's the $85.90.
Yes, ma'am. Both is refunded and sent to your email.
Sure. And there's no further authorization for any recurring charges from this fraud incident.
Correct?
Okay. Chase, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. Is there anything else that you need from either of us to authorize this?
That's all, ma'am.
We will
Hold
be...
On, just, Chase.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So if ever they ready process the credit, then we can wait for that to be credited on your account.
Okay. And they'll authorize no further... They'll charge no further charges, right?
That is right. Anyway, okay. We can always file a dispute in the event that they it will still be charged.
Okay. Do you have all the information of who I am to take care of it? I just hung up with someone else.
Oh, that's okay. I will be notating that the account here. But so just to confirm that the other lady is already disconnected, right? Before I
yeah, I know.
Notated.
Okay. Naya,